to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
We can do so much more. We can save this world.
Welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show.
And happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there and all the mothers who've had to fill in for the role as fathers. It is Sunday and this is the What Are You Reading comic book show. I am the Surfer. Hopefully I'll keep you entertained for the next half hour to an hour. Or, you know, if you want to entertain me, you can join me on Skype. I'll tell you how to do that in a second. And of course, I believe this is a pay-per-view weekend, so we should be having pre- and post-shows for the WWE pay-per-view, Money in the Bank. And the pre-show should start around 7, post-show around 11-ish. You know, you never know what these pay-per-views, sometimes they go short, sometimes they go long, but hopefully, you know, we'll give you a few good shows today. And if you're in the chat room, hello, Billionaire Ted and whoever else is listening. Happy Father's Day. Hope your father was good to you growing up. Hope you're a good father to your little crumb snatchers. And tomorrow we go back to normal. We don't have to worry about fathers no more. And I hope we don't keep that same tradition of buying them Old Spice or Karate Aftershave anymore. I hope that we're more enlightened, that we get them better gifts than the Old Spice. I'm not saying the Old Spice ain't worth having, but, you know, gotta be a little bit more creative when you come to getting Father's Day gift for you, you know. Of course, when you're a kid, you don't know any better, but. And if you're listening, hopefully you're listening live in the chat room. There's other ways you can listen live. There's TuneIn. There's Stitcher. And you can also listen, download through Podbeam and iTunes. Maybe you're listening on a device for your TV like Roku or something like that. And if you want to join the show and talk comic books with me, you can do so on Skype. My Skype name is SilverSurfer_Forever. Just updated my Skype, so it should be working fine. And let's see. Let's start with some box office. Well, we got a new number one movie this week. You know, Wonder Woman was kicking ass for the last couple of weeks, but Cars 3 has came along and knocked it down. This is the third installment of the Cars franchise for Pixar. And, of course, everybody's saying, what the hell do we need another Cars movie for? No one's asking for it. And the last one was abominable bad. But they have improved over the last one with Cars 3. I'll tell you about it in a second. It brought in $53 million for the weekend to take first place. Now, it is the lowest opening for all the car movies. Because at this point, people do not want cars. Except for little boys who like the backpacks and the toys, which is why they keep giving us Cars movies. It's merchandising, merchandising, merchandising. And so, with that, you may get more. You may even get more cars. You'd be wondering. See, I know me and a lot of other people wonder whatever happened to Incredibles 2, which is supposed to be coming out, I guess, next year sometime. But instead, we get more cars. So, now as far as Wonder Woman, it dropped down to second place. It brought in $40 million for its third weekend. It's up to $224 million. And worldwide, it is up to $571 million. So, this may be the most successful female action hero movie. I think it has to beat out Hunger Games. And whether it does that or not, I can't guarantee it. Captain Underpants dropped down to 8th place with $7.3 million. It's up to $57 million for a movie that's kind of floating under the radar. And it's up to $62 million worldwide. It looks like it's doing well. I don't know what the budget is, but it can't be too much. And Guardians of the Galaxy still chugging along at number 9, $4.9 million. It's up to $374 million. And worldwide, it is up to $844 million. Doesn't look like it's going to cross that billion-dollar threshold. But hey, what can you say? What can you do? Okay. Let's see what kind of news I can talk about today. I've been having some problems with my Facebook page when it comes to the What Are You Reading comic book page that you can join so I can keep you up to date. But news just came out over the weekend. Sony confirms Spider-Man spinoff will tie into the MCU. Now, I talked about a couple weeks ago that Sony announced they was doing some Spider-Man spinoffs. First, they announced they was doing a Venom movie. And then they announced they was going to do a Silver Sable Black Cat spinoff. And, of course, people moan because they're like, what the hell is Sony doing? But here we go. It says, ever since Spider-Man made the jump to the Marvel Cinematic Universe in last year's Captain America Civil War, fans have wondered which characters from the expansion Spider-Verse will follow suit. Those hopes were slightly dashed with the announcement that Sony planned two Spider-Man spinoffs, Venom and Silver and Black, which would establish their own universe separate from the MCU. But now it appears not to be the case. While being interviewed by Film Starts for Spider-Man Homecoming, Sony Amy Pasquale revealed that Sony's Marvel Universe will in fact exist in the same universe as the MCU. Both movies will take place in the world which are created for Peter Parker. There'll be adjuncted to it. They may be different locations, but it will still be in the same world and they will be connected with each other as well. When asked if that meant that Peter Parker himself, Tom Holland, would appear in the Sony spinoff, Pasquale offered a pretty optimistic tease. There's always a chance I think one of the things that Kevin has done with the Marvel Universe is brilliant. It's so brilliant, sorry. This brings the fans along, making each movie feel like a chapter in a book. Well, bottom line is, Sony's going to try to play ball with Marvel and make their movies and still have it attached to this current Spider-Man. Because it seemed like maybe if they created a separate universe, that they would have a separate Spider-Man, which wouldn't make anybody happy. And so, if you're going to do these spin-off movies, then you need Tom Holland to poke his head in order to give it legitimacy. You can't just say, we got Venom, and there's no tie into Spider-Man, because Venom is tied into Spider-Man. You can't do an origin where just some guys randomly walk down the street and he becomes Venom. Let's see what happens. I'm always a bit optimistic when it comes to these movies. I don't want to believe that they're going to mess things up. But you never know. Now, let me close this out. Here we go. Facebook has not responded. What else is new? You know, Microsoft got rid of Internet Explorer. And they was like, oh no, we got the new browser. Microsoft Edge, it'll work better. Yeah, okay, if you say so. I don't know who keeps up with Attack on Titan, either through the Crunchyroll website or the Adult Swim TV show, which they were like weeks, like the TV show's weeks behind from the Crunchyroll showings. And yesterday, the last episode of season 2 premiered on Crunchyroll. So this season is only 12 episodes, and last night on Adult Swim, I believe there was episode 9, 8 or 9. It kind of fell back another week because of last week, but Attack on Titan is going to be, season 3 is announced for 2018. So it's official. Attack on Titan may have ended its second season early today, but that's not stopping the folks at Wit Studio. In a surprise announcement, the company has just confirmed Attack on Titan will be returning for its third season in 2018, which of course is next year. Following the anime's season 2 finale, Wit Studios included the title card, which announced the next season's debut. The show's official Twitter has since seconded the confirmation with a tweet, which can be found below. This is from the article I'm reading on comicbook.com. The short post confirms Attack on Titan Season 3 is expected to debut next year. Fans of Attack on Titan are stunned at the revelation given the sudden announcement. The anime debuted back in 2013 and only had a second season hit in 2017. The four-year hiatus was prompted by scheduling issues in Japan's ongoing animation crisis. But Wit Studios seems to be making Attack on Titan its biggest priority for now. Until today, fans assumed that they would be lucky to get a third season by 2019, if then. So there's no release date, of course. I don't know who's watching Attack on Titan, who out there listening are fans of it. Some people died I was hoping wouldn't die, but that's the thing about Attack on Titan. It seems like no one's safe on that show. It's like watching Walking Dead and Game of Thrones. Characters you think would never get killed off get killed off in a blink of an eye. Or maimed. Or injured somehow. And it's been an interesting show. I know I jumped on it late as far as the first season. But, you know, when I started watching it, it didn't get me watching. And so, you know, I kept up with second season. And so it was pretty good for a short season. I was hoping they was going to do a 24-25 episode second season, but they only did half of that. So we'll wait till next year before the rest comes out. Let's see. all you Adam West fans, well, remember the show Powerless that was on NBC and it got canceled? Well, when it got canceled, they did not show all the episodes, but there is an episode out there that had Adam West as a guest star. So NBC put that episode on YouTube, and it's called Powerless with Adam West. Win, Luthor, or draw. Haven't had a chance to watch it yet, but if you're in the chat room, I will put the link in there now, and you can watch it whenever you get a chance to. And you know, you can watch Adam West one last time for now until his to the new Batman cartoon comes out, new Caped Crusader. Hopefully they'll put that sooner than later, since I'm quite sure fans of Adam West will be more than looking forward to it. And if you haven't seen the first Return of the Caped Crusader, you are missing out. You need to rent it, buy it, download it, do whatever you have to do to watch it. Now, of course, since Marvel has been bought out by Disney, you know, everything that's Marvel was Disney now. So now at the D23 Expo, Jack Kirby, one of the founding fathers of Marvel in the way of creating these characters you know and love, is going to be on it at the D23 Expo this year. It says, this July, the legendary Jack Kirby will be honored for his remarkable creative achievements as a Disney legend in a ceremony to be held at this year's D23 Expo in Anaheim, California, hosted by Disney Chairman and CEO Bob Iger. The Disney Legend Awards ceremony will take place at 10 a.m. on Friday, July 14th at Hall D23. Kirby first grabbed our attention in the spring of 1941 with Captain America, a character he created with Joe Simon. Kirby then followed his debut with a prolific output of comic books in the Western romance and monster genre, all at a prelude to his defining work to create the foundation of the Marvel Universe. For the next decade, Kirby and co-creator Stan Lee will introduce mind-boggling array of new characters and teams, including the Avengers, Hulk, Thor, Iron Man, Silver Surfer, Ant-Man, Wasp, Black Panther, S.H.I.E.L.D., and the Inhumans. Kirby was introduced into the Eisner Hall of Fame in 1987 inaugural class and continued creative comics throughout the 90s before passing away in 94. Other honorees of this year's Legend Award will be Carrie Fisher, Clyde, Jerry Geronimo, Manuel Gonzalez, Mark Hamill, Stan Lee, Gary Marshall, Julie Taymor, and Oprah Winfrey. So, if you're a D23 member, you're going out to the convention, you might want to check it out. Admission is $53. No, $72 for adults. Fans, these are fans of the club. And $53 for children. Multi-day tickets are also available. I'd like to go to Anaheim Disney one day. Yeah, I like to go to a lot of amusement parks, but life just won't let me do it, unfortunately. But enough about my problems. Let's get back to the news. If I can get my browser working again. I apologize. Oh, here we go. Something's happening. My web browser wants to freeze up on me, and my life sucks. But you already knew that, because you listen to me, you know, I feel like Charlie Brown sometimes. And here we go. It just won't do right. Now, as I mentioned earlier about Adam West, he completed the voice for Batman vs. Two-Face. That's going to be the next animated Batman 66 cartoon, Caped Crusaders. And William Shatner is supposed to voice Two-Face. The thing about Two-Face, he was never used in the Batman TV show, but they was thinking about bringing him in had they had another season. But they never got a chance to have a fourth season. But they was always kind of afraid to use Two-Face because they thought he was his look was too frightening for kids. So they kind of shied away from using him. But they was going to use him. And the word is that Clint Eastwood was supposed to play Two-Face back in the day. And they have used Two-Face in the Batman 66 comic book, and I think they did use Clint Eastwood's likeness in order to create the Two-Face. Never got a chance to read it, but yeah, it's something to keep you entertained. I found this video this week, and if you listen, if not listening live, you can find it on my Facebook page. What are you reading? Jaden Smith made a video called Batman. It's a rap song. He's wearing a white Batman suit that he wore into his prime. I found this video this
week.
What
is this?
I'm double now. Here we go. So I'm going to put the link in the Facebook page. And maybe I can play it. Hold on. Let me see. You got to let me know in the chat room if you can hear it. If you can't, then we'll stop. Please let me know in the chat room if you can hear this.
Be there in 20 minutes.
Okay, Mr. Wayne.
Hello?
Mr. Wayne, with the rumors of the Batman circulating your name, what do you have to say to Gotham?
Who am I speaking?
This is an inquirer.
You know what? Goodbye.
I'm gonna speed this up, get to the music.
Batman, 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 Joker just put me on acid. You wanna wait like a maverick, we need to make something happen. Batman, 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 please put me on new fashion. I ain't learned nothing since last year, you got the renegade fabrics. Batman, 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 please put me up in a test. I'm tryna be hella extra, please hand me down any sweatshirt. Batman, 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 heard that you ain't got a mattress. Heard that you king of Manhattan, so I'll stay in the batches. Batman, 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 we need to settle the scores. Jokers, they still wonder what. Watch how I'm closing the doors. Batman, 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 I heard you married a Porsche. That shit is all in the past, plus we got very divorced. You ain't ready for the war, Skywalker with the force. 1, 2, 3, 4, D.I.T. to make a noise. In the suburb with the boys, on the road, no Royce. Had to save the day every single way, we don't really got a choice. Batman, 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 please save the day for the demons. I was sleeping, he was leaning, we drove right into a precinct. Batman, 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 why you look flyer than hell? Don't get the album will sell, but this shit might fly off the shelf. Batman, 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 so fly that you mad at yourself. You the one who got a juice, city crying for your help. Shooting up on Skid Row, out your window, look at you can tell. Get it from under they spells, if I don't do it then who else? Need me to shoot up the signal, I'll be there to get the info. Scutting through the residential, I wish it wasn't plain and simple. When we pull up to the party, need like 35 credentials. Batman, 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 why you look flyer than hell? Don't get the album will sell, but this shit might fly out the shelf. Batman, 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 we need to settle the scores. Jokers, they still wonder what. Hold up, I'm closing the doors. Batman, 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 so fly that you're mad at yourself. You the one that got the juice, city crying for your help. Batman, 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 that was not part of the deal. You was protecting the bank, and then you walked off of the mill.
That's Jaden Smith with his song Batman. This is what makes me feel old, because I'm not saying it's a bad song, but I don't understand that type of, I guess it's called trap music, and usually I can understand the lyrics to rap songs, but trap music, I can't. And that's the sign of me being old. It had to come to it someday. Sad for me, but let's see. I guess he did put used to that white Batman suit he wore to the level. He wore to the prom. Anyway, Justice League, Danny Elfman to compose score. It says here, this is according to the Hollywood Reporter, Danny Elfman is set to dole out the sweet sounds of Justice, coming on board to compose the score for Justice League, Warner Bros. All-Star Superhero Extravaganza. The hiring comes as additional photography and director Joss Whedon stands in for Zack Snyder for the movies get underway, before the movie gets underway in London. Whedon is overseeing new shoots and post-production work on Justice League after Snyder stepped aside to deal with family tragedy. Snyder has been working with Antonius Tom Hockenberg, aka Junkie XL, on the movie. Hockenberg, who scored Batman v Superman: Dawn of Justice, and counts movies like Mad Max: Fury Road and Deadpool among his credits, and now moving on to Tomb Raider, according to sources. In a statement to THR, Hockenberg said, "As my mentor Hans Zimmer told me, you haven't made it in Hollywood as a composer until you get replaced on a project. So I guess I finally graduated this week. It pains me to leave the project, but a big thanks to Zach for asking me to help give him a part in the vision." You know what? I don't know what songs Elfman are going to bring to Justice League, but I do think it's a good thing that they swapped out composers, because Justice League doesn't need to fill. Oh, come on. It does. Sorry, let me fix my sound first and then. Okay. I don't know what's causing this feedback or. Okay, it doesn't need to sound and look like Batman v Superman. Justice League should look and sound a bit different. It should be a different movie, not an extension of Batman v Superman. And even though it's too late to make the movie, it would have been much better had a different director started off on Justice League than Zack Snyder. Not that Zack, look, I don't hate Zack Snyder as a director. I don't think he's good at directing everything. And if you make Justice League look exactly like Batman v Superman, then nobody's going to go for it. And that's what I'm afraid of when it comes out. I'm looking forward to it because I'm hoping I'm blown away by it. You know, I want that same feeling. Oh, okay. I'm kicked off the air. Sorry about that. I got kicked off the air. Thanks for letting me know that this has been happening to me every week. I got to find out why, because I don't know why I'm being kicked off the air. But something's good. Something's wrong. Maybe they don't want me on the network anymore. Hello. Oh, okay. No, I'm having sound problems. Okay, so a new composer will make the movie come across with a different tone. Now, I don't know if Elfman's the right person for it, because that's part of the problem in Hollywood. We get the same composers on all these movies, and after a while, composers run out of things to do. So it's either Elfman or Junkie XL or Hans Zimmer, and it all starts to sound the same after a while. So we'll see how Justice League turns out. Let's see. Who's a fan of Reginald Hudlin? You know, director. Well, he wants to get his hand into comic book movies. The closest he came was he did write the if you saw the Black Panther animated cartoon. Well, he was the writer on that. It was taken from the book he wrote for Marvel a few years ago. So, he's going to direct Valiant's Shadow Man film. This Valiant Entertainment Shadow Man is moving one step closer to the big screen with the hire of Reginald Hudlin as director. According to the Hollywood Reporter, the filmmaker will be joined by Adam Simon, who will work with him to rewrite the screenplay by J. Michael Straczynski. Why are they rewriting J. Michael Straczynski? Introduced in 1992, Shadow Man evolved into the supernatural corners of Valiant comic book universe. The original character was Jack Boniface, a New Orleans jazz musician who imbued with magical powers to protect the city against the necromancer Master Darkhew and his sinister forces. The current Shadow Man is Josiah Boniface, the father of the original character who sacrificed his life to stop Darkhew. The director of such film is House Party, Boomerang, and The Great White Hype. Hudlin's latest service, BET President of Entertainment, which, of course, nobody was watching BET then. Who's watching BET now? And wrote an acclaimed run on Marvel Comics' Black Panther, which I just told you about. Producer of Quentin Tarantino's Django Unchained, Hudlin has directed episodes of numerous television series and recently returned with Thurgood Marshall biography thriller Marshall. In addition to Shadow Man, Valiant has a 5-picture deal with Sony that includes planned adaptations of Heartbringer and Bloodshot, as well as Archie and Armstrong, which has been tapped by Ruben Fleischer to direct Quantum and Woody, which is also being developed for television with Joe and Anthony Russo producing. And everybody wants to get their products onto the big screen and the small screen if you're in comic books. And I can't blame them. A lot of money being made. Just ask the creator of The Walking Dead. You know, I guess he can't get rid of his money now. All because it went to television. And is the highest rated TV show on cable. Even though people keep saying they're tired of Walking Dead and it's not as good, somebody's watching it. And it gets more ratings than Game of Thrones. And that's because everybody don't have HBO. I'm not saying more people don't watch Game of Thrones, because, you know, people watch things through other means than cable. I think I'm almost out of news. I don't know if I mentioned this last week or not, but, you know, the world went on fire because that Black Panther trailer dropped last week. Well, the teaser grabbed over 89 million views in the first 24 hours. And I'm probably responsible for watching it about 1,000 times myself. Now, they do include the 15 million that was watching it on TV during the NBA Finals, where Cleveland avoided a sweep of the NBA Finals by winning one game. But everybody's excited. I've never seen so many reaction trailers to one video trailer in my life like this Black Panther trailer. It's like you watch it. That's the thing about being logged in when you go on YouTube. you watch a video, and then when you come back, it gives you all of these videos that they think you want to see based on the one video you watched. So I watched a Black Panther reaction video. The next thing you know, my page is flooded with Black Panther reaction videos. And I miss out on the good stuff, like Road Rages, where a guy chased down this truck for whatever reason and was trying to start something with the people in the truck. And they all popped at the truck and they were cartoon characters, and they beat the crap out of them on the road. SpongeBob was there, Mickey Mouse, and a couple other characters. Then they got back in the van and drove off. So that's the kind of good stuff I miss. And of course, I did post on YouTube onto the page the music to the song that's in the Black Panther trailer. Legend Has It by Run the Jewels. If you want to listen to that, you can just go to the Facebook page, What Are You Reading Comic Book Show. Find the link there. And I took them out of news for now. I will check some websites real quick. And since no one's calling, I'm going to call it a day. Wish my father a happy Father's Day for whipping my ass when I was growing up, because he did it out of love. I did forget to mention that it's not really comic book related, but Stephen First passed away. He was first in Animal House, and he has been in a lot of shows. Well, he's in Babylon 5, so that's worth mentioning. But he passed away at age 62. And there was a director that passed away this week. Let me see if I can find it real quick. You know, last year was the year of death. And this year hasn't been as bad, but now as the year is going on, we're starting to pick up on the celebrity deaths. Nothing will ever never top last year's celebrity death count, because we seem to have gotten a death a day. And it's 365 days in a year, and I'm quite sure more than 365 celebrities died last year. And, you know, 2017 gave us a break from that, but it's still, thanks for the support, Billionaire Ted. And I like your wrestling program, of course, when it was on back in the day. Billionaire Ted's in the chat room supporting her brother as he tries to make it through this world. And it's like that. Let me see. Let me check a couple of websites real quick. The Mummy passed 500 million overseas. The Mummy's dominate overseas. Pirates passed 500 million overseas. The Pirates movie. So those movies will get sequels because the American market doesn't matter anymore if they make money overseas. And I didn't mention this already, but I saw an article that James McAvoy and don't blank now. What is her name? Let me see. Oh, yeah, okay. So, Jennifer Lawrence, Michael Fassbender, and James McAvoy, and Nicholas Hoult are all set to return for X-Men Dark Phoenix. McAvoy has posted a video on his Instagram account teasing his shaven head for the upcoming Simon Kinberg-directed X-Men flick. McAvoy wrote in a post, he approaches, hashtag Charles Xavier, hashtag X-Men, hashtag Dark. I'm stopped right there. I am not looking forward to a Dark Phoenix movie. I'm truly not, because there's no setup for a Dark Phoenix movie. and Fox is screwing up by trying to make a Dark Phoenix movie. At least with the first three, they tried to build up the Dark Phoenix by having her come in the third one, but there was no real build up as far as why Jean Grey would turn into a Dark Phoenix. And the reasoning in the first three movies made no sense. They tried to say, oh, she had a hidden personality that we've been keeping. I've been using my, you know, this is what Xavier said. I've been using my powers to keep it in check. And it calls itself the Phoenix. No sense. And because, you know, the Dark Phoenix saga is the most famous X-Men storyline of all time, Fox is just trying to make a movie out of it. But they're not going to make a proper movie out of it. You can write this down, mark my words. They will not make a proper movie out of this. You need a proper build-up for her to become Dark Phoenix. And we just met this new Jean Grey. Why all of a sudden would she turn into a Dark Phoenix? The other thing is, Jean Grey's Phoenix power wasn't part of her original power set, you know. If you read the comics, X-Men went into space. They was trying to get back on a shuttle, get back to Earth. Jean Grey was using her powers to shield the radiation to keep the X-Men safe while the shuttle was returning to Earth. The Phoenix Force took over her body. And everybody thought she became the Phoenix. It turned out in the retcon later that she didn't become the Phoenix, that the Phoenix just made a new body and put her somewhere to heal. And then the Phoenix got corrupted over a course of a year and then became the Dark Phoenix. And of course, she ended up destroying a solar system, which then set the Shi'ar on her tail to try her, and the X-Men tried to defend her, but the X-Men just weren't strong enough to take on the Shi'ar's Imperial Guard. And so Jean Grey, just before she was about to go Dark Phoenix on her, on everybody again, sacrificed herself in order to save her X-Men friends. What storyline are they going to come up with that's going to make sense in the comic books for her to become Dark Phoenix? And why, like I said, all right, she just got a hold of her powers in the last movie, which wasn't good. Why would all of a sudden she become Phoenix? And it seems like the X-Men are trying to make these big, expansive stories, and they're the ones that don't work. You need to stick to the smaller stories. Those are the ones. Logan, great. X-Men First Class, fantastic. X-Men Days of Future Past, the first two X-Men, they weren't like too large in scope. But when you get to X-Men 3 and then the X-Men Apocalypse, that's when they try to get into a large scope movie. It's not going to work. It didn't work then. It's not going to work now. And no one listens to me anyway, so. Let's see what the chat room is saying. Hold on. Well, you know, I'm just looking at the track record as far as the X-Men films, she's going to just for no reason turn into a Dark Phoenix. They're going to have to stop her. Why? And they're going to kill off a new Phoenix again? Because that was the tragedy of the original Phoenix, Dark Phoenix storyline. Once she destroyed a solar system and wiped out billions on a planet, the editors thought there was no redeeming Jean Grey, and they had to kill her off. Of course, she came back later. She's dead now because she turns into Phoenix and then turns into Dark Phoenix, and you got to kill her over and over. Because the thing is, the Phoenix power inside of a human body is too easily corrupted. And the Phoenix Force is a force of universal nature. Oh, wow. I'm glad I got that out of my system. So, if you were or weren't entertained by this show, you can stick around in about 15, no, hour and a half. not an hour, an hour and 15 minutes. We should have a WWE pre-show for Money in the Bank, hosted here live, maybe by Double A himself. I don't know who's running these shows these days. And I'll try to get on. We'll talk about what we think was going to happen and who's going to bring down the Money in the Bank, whether Jinder Mahal is going to stay on top as champ or not, or is he a one and done champion? We never know. And then, excuse me. There are other shows you can watch on radio, listen to. Unless you got special equipment, then you can watch it. Tomorrow night at 11:15 is the Sports Report, William Morgan. Tuesday, doubleheader shows at 7 o'clock. It's the Shining Wizards live at 7. And then Double A will be live at 9 for the rant. Thursdays is an episode of Rant and Wrestling at 9 p.m. And then Friday is Turnbuckle Throwbacks Night live with Phil Rayer. So, I'll be back next Sunday, hopefully, if nothing goes wrong, for another episode of What You Eat Comic Book Show. I wish you would join me if you're listening, if you like listening, because I want to talk with you about comic books. Tell me what you're reading. Tell me what you like, what you don't like. You don't have to listen to me talk. I'd rather listen to you talk. Now, if you go to their Facebook page, I did post a little song for Despicable Me 3 by Pharrell Williams. I am looking forward to seeing Despicable Me. I love those little nutsack nuggets called Minions. And it looks like this might be a good one. I hope to see it before it comes out so I can do a review. Look forward to my review for the Transformers The Last Night. Now, I'm telling y'all now, I'm sacrificing because I have a chance to go see Planet of the Apes tomorrow. But instead, I'm going to go see Transformers, which I know is going to suck. So I can do a review. Now, I'll be fair and honest. If it's better than I thought, I will tell you. I'm not just going to say, oh, I don't like it. I'm going to go in, clear all my thoughts, give it a chance. If I'm entertained by it, I'll let you know. I'll eat crow. If I'm not, well, you'll hear that too. And so, I thank everybody for listening. I will see you next week. Until then, have a good Father's Day. See you soon. Peace.